Okay, yes, I'm back, and I'm going to talk about wellness and positive energy and the sacred space. We're here with Dr. Michelle Wiener, who is a medical doctor who trained with my pain management specialist from Sylvester. So you were a fellow at Sylvester, right?
Yes, I was. I did my residency and fellowship at University of Miami.
Because I'm trying to get it out there that you're not some long-haired hippie person, that you're really a well-qualified medical professional.
Well, I do have long hair, but I am a qualified medical professional, and I have my master's in public health as well. And so the practice that I am part of, Spine and Wellness Centers of America, we also pride ourselves on the fact that we are part of research and doing the studies that will actually help make cannabis and other pain options more valuable in the future and more specific. So we're specifically looking by working at with FIU on a opioid study where we take a lot of our patients who are on opioids and offer them CBD and cannabis and see if they're able to decrease their overall pharmaceutical consumption, if their quality of life improves, less depression, anxiety, improved sleep, and overall decrease in pain.
So my brother-in-law just had epidural. He's running out of gummy bears, mm-hmm. and he lives in a state where he doesn't have a card. This guy's out of luck. It reminds me of, 40 years ago, before Roe v. Wade got passed, and ladies had to go leave and go from Florida to New York. Wasn't a good thing for them either. So this is really a thing that we need to get accomplished so we can have interstate trade and interstate commerce, and people can have a quality of life everywhere. But now if you're in a place like Georgia, you're just out of luck, no?
Right. Well, we happen to be lucky in Florida that medical marijuana is legal. CBD or hemp oil is legal in all 50 states, and so people are able to get that. However, the quality of the product is very important. It's important that it's third-party lab tested, that they make sure the cannabinoid profile is consistent with what they assume to be in the bottle.
What's that?
So cannabinoids are all the important substances in the cannabis plant. So there's over 100 cannabinoids. There are terpenes, there are flavonoids, there are all these different parts of the plant that all have medicinal benefits. The two that we know a lot about are CBD or cannabidiol and THC. And so the stigma has been about marijuana basically came out of the fact that THC, which is one molecule, can cause psychoactivity. And so because that one molecule can cause someone to feel high, now people assume that all marijuana causes people to be high. But there's ways of using medical marijuana so that you're able to not have that psychoactivity and improve whatever symptom we're trying to treat.
Yeah, you know, like I've gone into the store. I go to the Sertera Wellness Center. It's the one that's closest to me over on Alton Road. High five to... Thank you so much. You caught me there, didn't you?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I like that. High five to Jake and his team out there. They do some great stuff. They got some great quality control. They got some great products. And I've been experimenting. There's all kinds of different levels. I can't get the numbers totally right. If I don't have the bottles in front of me, I'm lost. But there are certain ones that I can take in the morning. You told me to take something in the morning and in the evening. That's the...
Right. So I actually had Sertera in my office, some of the members of Sertera in my office today, and I was actually at their grow on Friday in Tampa. And so I learned a lot about their products. One of the reasons I like them is because they're all about consistency, and they have all their products are organic. So the consistency part's very important, and that has to do with the ratio. So when we talk about medical marijuana, we talk about the ratio of CBD to THC. So sometimes a patient may just need CBD, and sometimes they may need THC, and sometimes they need it in a higher or lower ratio, depending on what we're treating. So sometimes your morning dose is going to be a certain milligrams, and it could be a completely different medication. And so that's why it's important to see a well-trained cannabis physician. However, we don't learn this in medical school. So most of this is self-taught, and I have enough patients now, probably 1,000 patients now that are on the registry, so I'm able to get good data, not just anecdotal, but to actually see what's going on in South Florida and how patients are improving and what medications are helping them.
Now, how about this? I've got the high THC and the low THC or no THC? What if you mix them? Do they like cancel out? What happens
right.
there?
So low THC.
I've been wondering this. It's my question on my purple sticker.
I'll teach you. So low THC is really high CBD, and that has no psychoactivity. And that's really effective for anxiety, for seizures, for sleep, and for inflammation. Mm. And higher THC is more effective for severe pain, anything with central nervous system like nausea and vomiting or increasing appetite. But when you bring the two of them together in a certain ratio, the CBD decreases the psychoactivity from the THC.
Hold it. Say that again.
The CBD will decrease the psychoactivity from the THC. So by using the two together in a certain ratio, some people need 2 to 1, 3 to 1 if they're very sensitive to THC, but we can balance out any of that psychoactivity by adding more CBD.
That's what I wanted to know.
So we're going to do that.
All right.
You see that? You don't have to get high to get help. Is that basically what you just said?
That's exactly right. You don't have to get high and you can still use marijuana. And the stigma of, you know, people not performing and lack of motivation because they're using marijuana, really, we need to get rid of the stigma. We need to show people how we're able to actually function using CBD during the day and improve our quality of life with the addition of cannabis and not the fact that what people think of, which is basically people sitting on the couch and eating
cookies.
Exactly.
No, actually, I've been personally experimenting because I don't have moment-to-moment access to you. I guess I really do, but
yes,
I don't
want
to abuse it. And I've been experimenting, so that's really cool because at night I would do the mixing of the things or not, and I'm trying to see what's going on.
So during the day you would use more of a CBD, which is
right.
what they call low THC, and you would start off at a lower milligram and every 2 or 3 days increase that milligram until you were able to find that you felt some relief. And then at nighttime you would experiment more with the THC, either in a 1-to-1 ratio or a higher THC to CBD. And a lot of times people are nervous about the psychoactivity, but if you're using it in the evening in your own house, there's no toxicity. Nobody has ever overdosed or died from the use of marijuana. And for the most part, once you're sleeping, it doesn't matter if there is a psychoactivity because you're not able to feel it.
You have great dreams?
No, I have an admission I need to make.
Go ahead.
I was once watching the football game and I forgot that I took a little of the medical marijuana under my tongue and I did it again. I thought I was having a heart attack. Fell flat on my face, right on the bed. That stuff is strong.
Okay.
So you just used THC and you fell flat on your face?
Woof! No, I was sitting there. I didn't fall flat on my face. I kind of just
fell asleep on his face.
Oh, you fell asleep.
Yeah, I fell asleep. Okay. Right on the counter.
That's the beauty of it. If you needed to
fall
asleep,
sounds like
you
a great
can actually
sleep.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. I woke up for the second half. Had a good time. It was a Dolphin game. Didn't mind missing the first half.
I would love to fall asleep like that. That'd be awesome.
And cool. The other thing is the route of administration, how you consume it. So
yes.
Sometimes someone needs to treat something immediately, like a seizure or a panic attack, and vaping is one option. And vaping is safe. It's not like smoking where we use a lighter and allow carcinogens into the lungs. So vaping is a safe route of administration. It works quickly, and it doesn't last that long, but it maybe 3-4 hours max.
Yeah, but it doesn't make you cough, and you don't have a thing there. You don't have like that smoker's cough or any of that other stuff.
Right. Well, that has to do with the cutting or mixing agent, the oil in the vape. So Surterra actually doesn't use any mixing agent, which is very good because a lot of the patients who are used to smoking pot actually like vaping because it'll give them that immediate effect, but it won't actually cause any problems to their lungs or
it's amazing.
So much safer.
It's
so
beyond
much
safer. Beyond safer, it's just more acceptable. It's you're not coughing, you're not hacking, you don't have a problem when you wake up.
And you really need very little to actually have an effect. I would say my most common way of using cannabis in patients is tincture. So that's a bottle of oil that you use sublingual drops. And the reason under the tongue. And the reason why I like that is because it can work quickly and it lasts a little bit longer than vaping, but you're able to be flexible in terms of increasing the dose. So over time you can increase the dose as opposed to with vaping, you don't really know how many milligrams you're getting.
100%. In fact, that's exactly right. In my personal experience, I've seen that the only way that you can truly control the dosing is with the tincture oil under the tongue because, as you said, the vaping, you kind of sometimes, well, I don't want to talk about, well, yeah, you get lost in the vaping. You know, you forget how many, what you did after a while.
Right. And the other trick with vape, with the tinctures in the oil is if you want it to last longer, you can always, once you find the right ratio and the right milligrams, you can put it in food and then it will actually become an edible form. So if you want to fall asleep, you could put it under your tongue. If you want to stay asleep, you could put it in food about an hour before bed and then it will last good 8 to 10 hours.
Wow.
How come you didn't tell me that last week? Oh, my God, that's great. Oh, wow, I know what I'm having for a snack. Now, let me ask you this. So I could put it in ice cream.
You can put a lot of my patients put it in
ice cream.
At night. Ice cream.
Helado in Miami.
Exactly.
And let's see what else. Oh, I could. Oh, this is a great one. Here's one. Then we'll go to break on this. We'll let people think about it. Have it in your cafecito. We'll come back and talk about that. Great cut to the anxiety. I got Dr. Michelle cracking up. Wanda, take us out and rock the world.